local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, and the latest on the very powerful Hurricane Michael coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No problems in the 1065 split downtown for the George Wallace to Bankhead tunnels and across the Bayway. So far for Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley and I-10, state troopers have been working a little bit of radar, but that's it. Perfect start to the morning. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The 5 meat stuffed pizza, only $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Tough situation. Yesterday, already a significantly powerful hurricane, Michael, and then we wake up this morning now looking at a Category 4 storm. Give us the details.
Yeah, the winds are now up to 145 miles per hour, and with gusts up around 155, 160. The storm is now centered about 90 miles or so south-southwest of Panama City. It's moving to the north around 13 miles per hour. We should start to see a gradual turn now to the northeast. If it doesn't happen over the next few hours, then we might see that target area move a little bit to the west of Panama City. But it appears that that area will be the landfalling site for the storm that will move in mid-late afternoon hours. And hurricane-force winds are going to be experienced over a large area of the panhandle from Okaloosa County on the west all the way to near Tallahassee on the east. And right now we're looking at a storm surge that could be as high as 13 feet, maybe even more than that, from Panama City eastward around Apalachicola and even into St. Mark's, which is just south of Tallahassee. So that's a very serious storm surge.
Absolutely. You look at that, and you also point out those bays where you get the compression effect. I mean, is it like, you and I talked about this before, almost the thumb over the end of the hose kind of effect?
Yeah, when you get to an area that is concave and a cove-like feature on the coastline, the water will pile up in that area, and that's where you get your highest storm surge, which can be significantly higher than what you'll see on a parallel type straight coastline. But that's going to be a serious problem then for the areas from Panama City eastward. To the west, of course, the winds will be out of the north. And the bands of heavy storms and heavy rains are now affecting the western portion of the panhandle. And some of that activity will reach into our area this afternoon. The winds in the Mobile area will be out of the north. This is going to push water away from the coast. And we'll see some gusts perhaps of 40 to 45 miles per hour this afternoon and on into the evening hours. And we're looking at least a couple of inches of rain. But, of course, over near the storm, we could see some double-digit rainfall totals, 10 to 12 inches. And then rainfall totals of 5 to 8 inches will spread across Georgia and on up into the Carolinas.
Wow, and they're going to get more rain. On the wind speed here and the strength of this, people think Panama City Beach, they think about the condos and all that, but so much of that coastline there outside of Panama City is stick-built beach houses. It's reminiscent of a Dolphin Island, Alabama. I mean, they're in the path there, and I wonder, when you start talking about 140 mile per hour winds, I mean, that's highly destructive to those kind of structures.
Yes, and particularly those very tall structures, because the winds will be even higher when you start getting on up to 8 to 10 and 15 stories tall. That's going to be pretty tough on those structures, and there's going to be a lot of glass damage in those buildings. And also, we were talking about that storm surge before, that it's going to extend well inland. With all of these bays and inlets, that storm surge is going to push miles inland.
Wow. Well, I've got a lot of questions piled up on the text line for you. Let me run through just a couple of them here, because I was comparing earlier, trying to get your comparison with Frederick, but Beth asks, get Dr. Bill, can he mention whether how this compares to Hurricane Ivan? And she's saying that's a pretty destructive storm in the Florida Panhandle as well. What about Ivan compared to Michael?
Yeah, this is very similar to Ivan. And, of course, Ivan, actually the center of it came into Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst of it was on over in eastern Baldwin and on into the Pensacola area. And so it's very similar to that. And but something was noted here in the reconnaissance flight that it appears that this center may strengthen a bit. And there's talk of could it get up to a Category 5 before landfall? That's a possibility. The last big storm that came in about 1995 or so, Opal, that storm actually lost strength before it reached the coast. Wind shearing affected the storm, and even though it was near a Category 5 out in the Gulf of Mexico, but this is going to be stronger when it reaches the coast. It's going to maintain its strength.
Mark asked on the text line, says, Dr. Bill, your last report, you mentioned the storm had not yet started to make its easterly turn. Can you expand on that a bit? I'm concerned that if it didn't take the turn, the landfall could be much further west. What's your sense of that?
Well, it could be a little further west, but the turn should take place. And it's a matter of how much of a turn and when it will occur. So there's a possibility that the landfall could occur just to the west of Panama City. If that occurs, it might mean that we could see a little more rain in our area, and also some of those gales could reach a little farther west, say, into the Mobile area. But right now we're looking at some gusts this afternoon, this evening, that could reach up to 40 miles per hour.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon for more details on Michael and the forecast that comes on the backside of Michael that looks good for us. We'll do that in about 20 minutes.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update. And speaking of updates, get an update from Kelly with headlines coming up next.
If you're a State Farm policyholder and have been affected by the recent hurricane, please contact your State Farm agent. You can also call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or 800-732-5246 to get started. We're taking calls around the clock and responding as quickly as possible, because at State Farm, our goal is to help our customers get their lives back to normal. Contact your local agent, call 1-800-SF-CLAIM or visit statefarm.com.
All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, we're dealing with a Category 4 hurricane. Not in our area, but we will see, Dr. Bill saying, winds 40 to 45 miles per hour throughout the day, mostly in the afternoon here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now with more headlines, here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, Sean, thank you. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, with those who are in the path of this, this storm. You're hearing words like catastrophic, and we're not using those lightly, so just be in the mindset of we're keeping you informed with information for us here as well as those in Florida. So in terms of Hurricane Michael and being prepared, we know that a search and rescue team from Tennessee deployed here to Alabama. The Memphis Fire Department says the Federal Emergency Management Agency asked the Tennessee Task Force Type 3 to report to Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, and we're talking about 80 firefighters and doctors and engineers and dog handlers who headed our way on Tuesday. So the task force, their responsibility is for a wide area and swift water search and rescue efforts. At least 120,000 people along the Florida Panhandle were ordered to clear out on Tuesday. You heard Dr. Bill this morning. Winds of more than 130 miles per hour have been clocked this morning. Storm surge, we're talking double digit at 13 feet or even higher. I wanted to give you an update because when you, in situations like this, I guess because I'm not from here and I always think about those who are in my situation, I think about college students.
Mm-hmm.
What do college students do who aren't sure as to where to go and what to do? I am on the Twitter handle for Florida State University, and 20 hours ago they said facility for off-campus FSU students, faculty and staff to open Tuesday evening. So these people, these young people, these faculty, they have the resources there. They were encouraged to bring ID with them and also bring a blanket or pillow, water, non-perishable foods, charging items for your mobile devices, necessary medications, storage needs, homework, reading material. I don't think they're going to do that. But just letting you know that there was a facility open there. The check-in spot was the Tucker Center. So if you have family, if you have young ones who are attending school at FSU, let them know that the Tucker Center, that is available for them to seek coverage and be safe as the storm continues to churn. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Michael has turned into a dangerous Category 4 hurricane with structured damaging sustained winds of about 140 miles per hour. Schools across the Gulf Coast have shut down, and Alabama classes are canceled for the Baldwin County school system. Mobile schools were already out for teacher development. Saraland City Schools, Chickasaw City Schools, and Escambia County Schools are closed. In Northwest Florida, classes are canceled for students in Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia counties. Escambia County officials are asking people to stay off the street, hopefully avoiding any problems from strong wind gusts. Flooding is also a road concern. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says Marler Park is underwater. Back in Pensacola, several of the beach roads are already closed in anticipation of flooding. With the city of Mobile already weeks behind in trash pickup, 22 Public Works employees called in sick Tuesday. Another 10 walked off the job without permission. Public Works employees just got a 5% raise but say they're still understaffed and overworked. Mayor Sandy Stimson, citing the approaching storm, has ordered all workers back to work. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
718 FM Talk 106.5, just about 10 minutes away from checking in with Dr. Bill Williams for another update on Hurricane Michael and a look at our forecast post-Michael. That's all straight ahead. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's and T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, happy Wednesday, everyone. Auburn Men's Golf finished the Jerry Pate National Intercollegiate in Vestavia Hills as the third-place team in the 12-team field. The Tigers finished ahead of BYU, Mississippi State, UAB, Samford, and others. Auburn's in action again October 21st through the 23rd at a tournament just outside Orlando. We'll talk a little football after this message from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
The 21st-ranked Auburn football team continues preparations for Tennessee today. Junior quarterback Jarrett Stidham.
I'm the one with the ball in my hands every play, and I got to play a lot better. I think that's first and foremost for our offense to be as successful as it's going to be. You know, I got to play a lot better, and I know that, and I'm working as hard as I can to improve every week. From everybody else's perspective, you know, we all just got to make plays, and we all got to do our job. And, you know, it all works together. You know, I'm very confident, like I've said before, that we're going to continue to improve every week and continue to get better.
Tennessee's defense ranks fifth in the SEC against the pass, but 10th in both rushing and scoring defense. Saturday's game kicks just after 11 a.m. inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
This time of year is prime for Atlantic hurricanes. As such, it's a good time for you to plan ahead and be prepared for natural disasters. Review, update, and practice emergency plans in both personal and business situations. Keep a duplicate set of key documents in a safe place away from the original set. Doing so is easier now that many documents can be stored electronically on a device like an external hard drive or USB flash drive. It's a good idea for you to photograph or video the contents of your home. Documenting these items will make it easier to claim available insurance and tax benefits after a disaster strikes. If you're unable to obtain a copy of last year's tax return, you can get one by going to irs.gov and using the Get Transcript application.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had light traffic in the area and no new wrecks in the roadways. Quiet across the Bayway, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort. Haven't seen many problems along 98, 31, and 225. Now, if you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, watch for the state troopers. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities on. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Just about 10 minutes away from our next update on Hurricane Michael, now a Category 4 as of this morning, making landfall sometime midday to afternoon around Panama City. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up. And we have mentioned the stories, and I know you were with it yesterday, in traffic as loads and loads of people from the Florida Panhandle made it this way. Heck, I put the picture up on Twitter of the vanity license plate from Florida, 30A Girl, and that was the lead of the vanguard of so many people. Hotels are full in Mobile. We've talked about how many people have evacuated the Florida Panhandle and Baldwin County the same, where they're making facilities available for those evacuees. We'll check in with Baldwin County Commissioner District 2, Chris Elliott, for more on that. Hey, Chris.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
Doing good. So they opened the doors there at Robertsdale, right?
They have. We made that decision yesterday. Once it became pretty clear and we had an increased level of certainty that this storm was going to take a hard right turn. Of course, folks on the coast are, and especially in Baldwin County, are aware of the need that exists when something like this happens, and we want to make sure we take good care of our neighbors. So we opened that that facility, which is designated as our hurricane shelter, to them once we knew we weren't going to be needing it ourselves.
Well, okay, so what happens here? How do you get the word out to, you know, like we can know about it here at home, and that's one thing, but how do you get the word out to somebody coming from, you know, Panama City or somewhere over there in St. Mark's or, you know, somebody who's evacuating? How do you let them know about it?
So amazingly, we found out during Hurricane Nate and Irma, both when we did this the last time and had over 450 people staying in our shelter last time, that social media gets that word out for you. And of course, we put it out through our news outlets. We put it out to the emergency operations centers in Florida to let them know, to put it out through their news outlets over there, that the shelter's open and accepting folks. But we found after polling our folks that stayed with us in Irma and Nate that that it was, they were text messaging each other as they drove in caravans. They were text messaging each other before they left. They were looking for places to go, and this popped up in news stories. So people are using their phones to find out where they're going.
All right. Well, I mean, it's good to know that we are able to help out, because, you know, one day, of course, it'll be us. So being able to be there for the people from the Florida Panhandle. And I know, you know, the nature of human beings, you want to evacuate just far enough, right, to get yourself in a safe place, but so you can turn around and go home as soon as it's allowed.
That's exactly right, and that's what we anticipate happening here, is people knowing that they're out of danger, danger's way, but we also know that the hotels are filled up, are filling up here on the Eastern Shore in Baldwin County and in Mobile as well. So people are either going to stay with us, or they may have a significant distance further to go to find a place to stay. We anticipate folks staying with us for 24 to 36 hours and then turning around and going right back once the storm passes.
Are you hearing anything from your people in Baldwin County on gas shortages? Are there any? And also, what are you, any impacts so far? I know there were some high water levels yesterday down at the south end of the county. You hearing anything else this morning?
We've heard exactly that. I know Dauphin Island's experiencing some high waters in Mobile County, and then we're having the same type of impacts in the Fort Morgan area with water that's higher than normal and along the coastal areas in Orange Beach, Perdido Bay area, things like that. And we expect that to continue until the storm makes landfall. Once it makes landfall, ironically, we're expecting those water levels to go down dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, on some of the calls that we had yesterday and the day before, we were hearing that the Port Authority was concerned about being able to get ships back out of the port, because we expect that much water to leave the bay as the north winds blow water back out of our area.
Commissioner, we know that a lot of our friends live in Baldwin County, listen to this show, and they always want to help. So what can members of the community do to help those who are in the shelter, even if they're only there for 24 hours? Are there any items that you need donated? Let us know the very latest.
It's a very short-term situation in a short-term shelter, and my understanding from talking with the Red Cross and our emergency management folks this morning is that we have this handled, and we have the supplies that we need. We're not expecting to house people long-term. During Irma, we had folks for 3-4 days or so, and we did need those items, but at this point, I'm not hearing anything, and I queried them this morning, any needs for any items right now. They've got, frankly, leftover supplies from last time, and we seem to be in very good shape, but I will definitely let y'all know if that situation changes.
That's great news. Keep us in the loop. Thanks for the update.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott checking in with us as we move on this morning with coverage of two parts of this. Number one, just the storm itself, Hurricane Michael, now Category 4, and then what's going on here back in to the west, and people have evacuated. So many Florida tags, so much traffic yesterday, as people will evacuate, as I would do the same, just far enough to be safe, but close enough to be able to get back in as soon as you can. By the way, Keith says on the text line, there are signs about the Baldwin County shelter on I-10 at exit 44.
That's
so there,
good to know.
That, of course, you know, got to make sure people are paying attention when they pass said sign. But so that's there, and that's going on.
I love the fact that he said that social media is a big help, you know, in situations like this, because, you know, you have your underground, you know, mama version, your underground dad version, but knowing that other people can now chime in and see what's going on and the very latest from real people on the ground, that is a big help. That's a big deal.
Very much so. All right, we'll check in with staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, the latest on Michael, intensity, timeline, track, all that, and a whole lot more when we come back. Check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Michael is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of about 140 miles per hour. It's expected to make landfall today along the panhandle of Florida near Panama City. Michael is expected to become one of the worst storms to hit the panhandle in recent memory, with life-threatening storm surge of up to 13 feet. Some 375,000 people spanning 22 counties in the Florida panhandle have been urged to evacuate. Traffic was backed up on the I-10 Bayway and the Causeway Tuesday afternoon as evacuees trees tried to get out of the storm's way. Downtown Mobile hotels are booked, and so are hotels further west in Theodore. The shelter has opened for evacuees in Baldwin County. The Baldwin County Coliseum at Robertsdale is being manned by the Red Cross for anyone needing shelter. The start of the 47th annual National Shrimp Festival has been pushed back even more. The festival will now start Friday instead of Thursday. With Michael approaching, organizers say the window to get everything set up by tomorrow would have been too tight. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
A terrifyingly powerful Category 4 Hurricane Michael is poised to become the strongest hurricane to hit the Florida Panhandle in recorded history in just a few hours. Michael's rapid strengthening has caught some people by surprise, leaving emergency officials telling those who didn't evacuate, it's too late to leave, hunker down. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam is standing by in Apalachicola, Florida, bracing for a vicious storm surge.
Virtually a deserted city of 2,000 people, hoping that number is closer to zero, with the majority of the people leaving and heeding the evacuation orders. We just got word that the sewage system has been turned off in the city of Apalachicola. The water is still running. Storm surge here projected at 9 to 13 feet.
Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire former New York City mayor and potential 2020 presidential candidate, announced this morning he has re-registered as a Democrat. A 7-year-old girl shot to death last night at home in Flint, Michigan. Police saying the shots were intended for a family member. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Alphabet's Google has filed an appeal of the European Union's $4.9 billion antitrust fine for allegedly abusing the dominance of its Android operating system for mobile phones. But Google said it had no plans to ask for so-called interim measures to pause application of the decision. Without further action, Google will have to meet a deadline at the end of October to end the behavior the EU says is anti-competitive, or face additional fines of up to 5% of average daily global revenue for each day it doesn't comply. New York Fed President John Williams says he expects the central bank to target a return to normal or neutral interest rates within the next year or so, then enable the central bank to respond to unexpected moves in the economy at large. The Fed has raised rates 8 times over the past 3 years, with markets now focusing on when the increases would stop. The central bank is expected to raise rates again in December. On Wall Street, futures indicating a slightly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get 2 pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Remington College Mobile Campus is supporting local patients with blood disorders with its Three Lives Blood Drive. All donations are welcome, but the need is especially great for African-American donors. The American Society of Hematology says sickle cell disease affects 70 to 100,000 Americans, with 1 in 12 carrying a sickle cell gene. Plan to donate Tuesday, October 16th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and again 5 to 8 p.m., 828 Downtown or Loop West.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And lots to talk about here with Hurricane Michael overnight going from a Category 3 to a 4. Give us the latest.
Well, right now, highest winds are up to 145 miles per hour. It's a Category 4 hurricane, and it's located about 80-some miles south-southwest of Panama City. The storm is just beginning now to make its turn more to the northeast. It's moving north-northeast at 13 miles per hour. And as it starts to make that turn, it looks like that target is going to be Panama City. And it should arrive this afternoon, perhaps even in the early afternoon hours. With a storm surge anywhere from 9 to up to 13 feet. And that's a lot of water that's going to move a considerable distance inland because of all the bays and inlets along the coastline around Panama City. So we'll find that storm surge going miles and miles inland. And the storm should track right on through Panama City this afternoon and this evening and then move into southwest Georgia and continue through Georgia and on up into the Carolinas on Friday. And then Friday it should eventually move off the east coast. A lot of rain associated with this system, probably double-digit rainfalls around Panama City. We could see 10 or 12 inches of rain. And then 5 to 8 inches of rain will continue on up through Georgia. And even 5 inches and more will occur through the Carolinas. The hurricane force winds are going to stretch to the west, probably as far as Okaloosa County, and then to the east near Tallahassee. So a considerable area will experience hurricane force winds. But those figures of 140, 145, that's going to be right in the Panama City area.
What does that mean for us? Baldwin County, Mobile County, what kind of wind should we expect today?
And we're going to be on the western fringe of the storm. So for Baldwin County and Mobile County, we'll see winds out of the north. And it'll be running generally 20 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon and this evening, but will occasionally gust up to 40 miles an hour, perhaps even 45 miles per hour, especially in Baldwin County. And we can experience some heavy rains at times, but it looks like we'll be in the range of 1 to 2 inches of rain here. And then as you get from Pensacola on over, we'll start to see 4, 5, and 6 inches of rain.
All right. That track we were talking about as well, you said had earlier not made its easterly jog yet. Has that started?
Yeah, it's moving north-northeast now at 13 miles per hour, so it's just beginning to ease over toward the northeast, and it should continue to make even more of a northeast turn as we go through the day, and that pretty well means that it's going to move into the Panama City area this afternoon.
You know, we talk about wind speeds, and often it's helpful for us to compare it to other storms we're familiar with and kind of realize the damage. And some of them that came to mind this morning for me was Frederick, but also somebody suggested Ivan. Can you kind of settle Michael into those two, kind of how it compares?
Yeah, very much like Ivan, and it would appear that it may be a little bit stronger than Ivan. Of course, Ivan was a very serious hurricane that did a lot of damage in Escambia County, Florida, and, of course, in the eastern portion of Baldwin County. It's a little stronger than Frederick. And, of course, Frederick, when it went into the southwest corner of Mobile County, it put the city of Mobile in the eastern eye wall, which is the rough part of any hurricane. And that, of course, caused serious damage in Mobile and tree damage. We're going to see a lot of tree damage across the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, being so long with no storm and so many trees that are not wind firm over there, I imagine it's going to be quite destructive. Now, the good news is, being on the good side of the storm here, so to speak, on the west side, we've got the benefit of cooler and drier air coming our way.
Yeah, there's already a cold front now that is moving into Mississippi, the western side of the state, and it's going to sweep across the state and through Alabama tomorrow. And tomorrow night, we're going to see temperatures in the 50s, around the upper 50s here in the city. And we'll see clearing skies tomorrow. In fact, it'll start later tonight. It'll be breezy on through tonight out of the north. And then tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid-80s during the day and then down in the upper 50s at night. Nice dry weather for Friday and Saturday. Highs will be in the low 80s, mainly in the low 80s. And Friday night, be back into the 50s again. So it's some beautiful weather coming in while that storm system continues up the eastern seaboard.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. And once again, your timeline for landfall for Hurricane Michael is when?
Looks like it could be early this afternoon to move onshore in the Panama City area.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Mobile's Brad Israel. He's an Army major and Green Beret who's transferred remarkably well into the private sector. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Can making friends with villagers in eastern Afghanistan who previously were working to kill outsiders like Brad be a model for anything in the workplace? Are there skills learned in that environment that can be valuable for people like you and me? Brad says yes. And what surprised me the most is that it isn't the equipment he had, the resources he was given, or his bravery in the face of danger, but the relationships he developed with his team that mattered more than anything else. For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center for now. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Cottage Hill, Mont Lamar, Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt. 65 all running smooth so far this morning with lighter than usual traffic thanks to the schools out. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort also pretty quiet on the way in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet with a brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere double wide. You can pre-qualify online at MobileHomeCenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 743 FM Talk 106.5. Headlines on the way with Kelly. First, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And y'all are open today.
Absolutely. We will be here. Obviously, we're going to be, our thoughts will be with all the folks in the path of the storm, but looks like we're going to be on the better side of the issue.
That's for sure. How's inventory looking?
Inventory's great, as you saw some last Friday, and we've gotten 11 more in since then. Of course, we've sold some, but it's still, we've got a tremendous inventory, great selection, a mix of just about everything.
I spent time looking at those pickups, but at the same time, the third row, the SUVs, you got a great selection of those as well.
Tremendous selection, and that's what's popular right now. Like I said, we got mid-size, third seats, we got full-size, both Yukons and Yukon XLs, Tahoes, Suburbans, so we got a great selection of all of the above.
Another thing we talked about last week was the selection and financing. That is robust.
That's awesome. It really is. It's we've got tremendous lenders, and all of them will be open today, ready to do business.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. 7:44 on your Wednesday morning. If you have a flight scheduled in or out of Pensacola, heads up, you are being impacted. I hopped online to take a look, and here's the message that you receive. Airport advisory, severe weather event. Due to impacts of Hurricane Michael, the Pensacola International Airport will be closed and cease all operations starting at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, October 10th, until further updates are provided. Please check directly with your airline regarding all flight information. And when you take a closer look at the flights, flights coming in from Atlanta, Houston, Nashville, Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Washington National, all canceled this morning. Those are just arrivals coming in. So, you know, in situations like this, you kind of wonder how this can impact you if you're a business traveler, let's say, or you were coming in town to visit. This is impacting you. And then departures, taking a look, flights departing, flypensacola.com is where I'm getting this information. Flights departing from Pensacola are canceled, leaving, heading to Nashville, Atlanta, Orlando, Houston, Houston Hobby, Miami, Atlanta, Houston, Washington National, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Atlanta. A number of those cities I've repeated because they have obviously multiple flights going out. So those are flights are canceled. Be sure to check with your airlines to see what else you need to know. But Hurricane Michael obviously impacting those who are trying to get to their destination.
Yeah, you know, and those airlines want to keep their planes out of the area that will be impacted. So, you know, even as early as yesterday, I think they were, deadheading back to Atlanta for Delta and other places to get those resources, get their planes off the coast, off the areas could be impacted.
Yeah, safety is a priority, of course. Next time we'll talk more about, other airports. But do want to tell you this, as Airbnb has activated their open homes program for evacuees and relief workers. So this platform allows those who need accommodations in relations to a storm to find them with local hosts opening their homes free of charge. So they're linking them up. In September, the lodging app offered the service for those impacted by Tropical Storm Gordon. So those eligible are evacuees and emergency relief workers here in Alabama. There are locations in the greater Mobile area, Montgomery, Dothan, Auburn, and Opelika. Free listings are available through October the 29th. Hop online, go to Airbnb's website. And if you want to be a host, you can click on Sign Up Your Home. If you are an evacuee or you are a relief worker, you need to click on Find Shelter. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up Saturday, October 20th, the Try the Gulf Triathlon presented by Infirmary Health will take place on beautiful Dolphin Island. The USA Triathlon sanctioned sprint event will be a swim bike run race starting at 7:30 a.m. For more info, visit trythegulf.racesonline.com. Go all out. We do.
7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox eliminated the New York Yankees from the playoffs on Tuesday night with a 4-3 win in Game 4. The Red Sox scored three runs in the third inning, and Christian Vasquez added a solo home run in the fourth to give Boston a 4-0 lead.
Fly ball right field. Vasquez sending Judge back. Got some carry, and this ball. Nothing Boston as Vasquez goes deep.
The Yankees got their first run on the board in the fifth inning when Brett Gardner hit a sacrifice fly to score Gary Sanchez. Then in the ninth inning, the Yankees made it interesting, loading the bases and scoring two runs to get within one. But a ground out from Gleyber Torres would end the game and give the Sox the ALDS win 3-1.
And that's it. The Boston Red Sox win the division series 3 out of 4 against the Yankees, and the Boston Red Sox are headed to the American League Championship Series.
And it's the first time since 2013 that the Red Sox will play in that American League Championship Series. They'll face the defending World Series champion Houston Astros, second postseason in a row that these two teams have met. That championship series will begin this Saturday in Boston at 7 p.m., but before that, the National League Championship Series begins on Friday, with the Milwaukee Brewers hosting the L.A. Dodgers. Game 1 starts at 7 p.m. this Friday. It's some NFL news. The Jacksonville Jaguars signed running back Jamaal Charles to a 1-year deal. Jaguars have been dealing with some injuries to their entire running back depth chart. Starter Leonard Fournette has missed some games, dealing with a right hamstring injury. Backup running back T.J. Yeldon has been playing with a nagging ankle injury. And third stringer Corey Grant was just placed on injured reserve with a left foot injury. The 31-year-old Charles spent 9 years in Kansas City and played 14 games with the Denver Broncos last season. He's a 4-time Pro Bowl selection with 10,142 all-purpose yards and 64 career touchdowns. This weekend, the Jaguars take their 3-2 record to Dallas to take on the 2-3 Cowboys. Speaking of the Cowboys, they also made a roster move yesterday, releasing former Alabama running back Bo Scarborough from the practice squad. Cowboys drafted Scarborough in the 7th round of this year's NFL draft. In golf news, the PGA Tour announced that Brooks Koepka is their Player of the Year. The 28-year-old Koepka won 2 majors this season, defending his U.S. Open title in June and then winning the PGA Championship in August. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, happy hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms. Today it will be windy with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, windy with a few showers, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
754 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And we are watching the very powerful Hurricane Michael Category 4. More with Dr. Bill coming up. More headlines right now with Kelly.
Alrighty. Thank you, Sean. Good morning. Hurricane Michael, of course, impacting airports. We told you about last news update. The Pensacola International Airport now checking the Panama City Airport's Twitter timeline. 23 hours ago, they tweeted, due to the hurricane, mandatory evacuation. The ECP administrative offices will be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. They encourage you to reach out to police for, of course, information and emergency. And the phone number they provide, 850-769-6033. Stay safe, everyone. Hashtag Hurricane Michael. Well, then that was followed by a tweet that says, determination of activity on Thursday will be based on the post-storm assessment. The anticipated startup will be Thursday. All passengers should contact their airline via phone or company website. Hashtag Hurricane Michael. And then they included the flight status updates. American, Delta, Southwest, and United all impacted. If you'd like to follow that Twitter handle, it's a very good one too. It's called iFlyBeaches, at iFlyBeaches. When the storms do brew, unfortunately, so do the bad guys. It's sad to report, but Attorney General Steve Marshall has had to brief our state on Alabama's price gouging law that went into effect 3 p.m. on Monday. That's when Governor Kay Ivey declared a state of emergency. This law prohibits the unconscionable pricing of items for sale or rent. The state of emergency was declared statewide, quote, in anticipation of widespread power outages, wind damage, and debris produced by high winds and heavy rain associated with Hurricane Michael, as according to Governor Kay Ivey. The Attorney General is warning all Alabama residents to, quote, be cautious of those who would seek to prey upon them through crimes such as price gouging and home repair fraud. So we're talking about a price that is 25% more or above that, the average price charged in the same area within the last 30 days, unless the increase can be attributed to a reasonable cost. So the penalty is a fine of up to $1,000 per violation if you're found guilty of this. If you have questions and you're thinking maybe there's a price hike that you want to report, you can call the Attorney General's Consumer Interest Division. Their toll-free number, 1-800-392-5658. This is Kelly Finley with the FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Quick scan of radar shows the bulk of Baldwin County already covered up with the rain and a line of showers making their way through Mobile County as well. You don't have to go far back to the east, and you start seeing significant rain in places like Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, obviously back towards Destin and Panama City. Sometime midday today into the afternoon is when Dr. Bill expects the landfall for Hurricane Michael. Talk more about this, and actually we're checking in as normal on a Wednesday morning with our buddy Jeff Poor. He is in Tallahassee, so we will talk some politics with him, but we'll also be talking about a situation over there in his neck of the woods as this Category 4 hurricane heading to the coast. It's a real deal, y'all. By the way, I put a picture of predicted storm surge levels up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Take a look at that. Wow.